So I bought Bitcoin first in 2012. As you can see, in the middle of 2012, it was about $9. I bought around 400 Bitcoins. And right now, fast forwarding, we're at about $18,000.
Have you still got 400 Bitcoins?
Not quite, but I've got about a dozen.
Okay. That's still a lot of money you've made. You happy with your investment?
Very happy with it. I actually exited over time and I funded the business I run, Evermore Health, through Bitcoin.
That's crazy, isn't it? From $10 to $18,000. I mean, it's meaningless. It's a bubble.
So you can say it's a bubble, but the reality is that you've got so many players from stock exchanges to big funds adopting it right now. And that only drives the volumes and the importance of it systematically all the way up.
A lot of people would say this is really dangerous. We're starting to see people borrowing money to get into Bitcoin. This is not for anybody who's not prepared to lose all of their
Absolutely.
Money.
That's right. I completely agree. And I think that people should be very mindful of it, because unless you can say you really understand it, most people don't, yet at least, then you should be really careful.
It's been going up this year for no good reason. There is nothing sort of behind Bitcoin. People are speculating on it because other people are speculating on it. So that's the mania phase of a bubble, where people are getting into it because it's fashionable. Now, you can totally make money on it, but there is no reason for the price to be anything. It could be 100,000 tomorrow, it could be nothing. So it's basically the sort of trading that's basically gambling. Like, you're not investing, you're gambling. Have a flutter by all means, but don't pretend you're investing, it's gambling, basically.
The people who believe in it and have always believed in it and are still holding it claim it's the future of money, that anyone who doubts it is a Luddite. What do you say to that view?
It cannot possibly work as money. 7 transactions a second worldwide. Like, you couldn't do one town off that. Transactions costing $25. No one could run an economy on that. They're talking up solutions to make it scale up to bigger numbers, but they've literally said this is coming next year for the last 4 or 5 years.
We're seeing, though, people making apparently huge sums in a few short weeks. What should we think about that?
It's a bubble, so people are going to make a lot of money. But when the bubble pops, and that's when, not if, it's going to be a disaster for a lot of people who've not locked in their profits, who haven't even made back the money they spent. There's a lot of paper millionaires who could lose it all if they don't cash out at least a little bit.